professional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show for hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who comes in from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her birthday today. She's finally old enough to drink.
I love you, dear.
Okay.
I love you.
All right,
you.
So what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I'd like to talk about what appears to be looming war with Russia. And I was thinking, number one, about an article I read yesterday and posted from Global Research, Stephen Lendman, who is a voice of sanity, peace, and logic when it comes to the peace movement, and someone we both have a great deal of respect for. Apparently, he has some information that there will be a false flag in the works to be blamed on Russia. The people in Donetsk have said, thank you, no, we're just not going to go along with being part of the Ukraine anymore. And he thinks that very possibly somewhere between these two referendums, which one will happen on Sunday, the other on the 18th, that there will be some horrendous false flag to be blamed on Russia. And I was thinking about that legislation that Representative Rangel from New York has introduced to reinstate the draft. And I think I've mentioned before that this draft is not only coming for our young men, it's coming for our young women also. And to all of you who are parents right now, and especially if you're parents of teenage kids, you have got to teach your kids how to be seven-day awareness. You need to have them look at this legislation, pull it up on their computers, and see what they think about that. Because it's going to be them that the U.S. government and draft board are going to be coming after. It will not be Charlie Rangel's sons or daughters or grandsons or granddaughters, not people who are in Congress or people who are large industrial tycoons. But I think now is a really good time to start looking at that and start asking questions. Be very Socratic. Some of the best teachers I've ever had never gave me the answer, but they always asked the question and they made me look. And I think that's a very valuable way of teaching.
It's a very good way of teaching, yes. Because it forces the student to think. And, of course, our public school system is trying to discourage thinking and rote memorization, canto and respondu kind of an attitude. Just repeat what you're told. And believe it, and that's all you really need to do, which is why we're having to import kids from other countries for our high-tech jobs, because the kids coming out of our school system aren't taught to think or solve problems or analyze. They're taught to simply believe, as they're taught, believe in global warming, believe in the Holocaust.
And can you imagine, dear, what would happen if a kid in high school decided to do a book report on Day of Deceit and presented it in their history class?
Well, that would really be wonderful. And for those of you who don't know, Day of Deceit is a wonderful book. It's written by Navy Commander Robert B. Stinnett. Mm-hmm. And it's based primarily on documents that were declassified in 1994 that absolutely prove not only did Franklin Roosevelt know the Japanese were coming to attack Pearl Harbor, he had goaded them into it following an 8-step plan crafted by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum.
Right.
And it took a year to do it. to goad Japan into attacking Pearl Harbor. And when the Japanese showed up, of course, all the modern ships were away, and just these junkers were down here that were placed as sacrificial lambs for the Japanese to attack and sink, so that Roosevelt could get the United States to agree to go to war with Japan, which was his back door to get the United States into the war against Germany.
But my point on this is that the people of the United States have been lied to ever since that incident happened.
Oh, even before then.
Yeah, you know.
Sinking of the USS Maine. We've documented all of that stuff. Government leaders love to lie to you to get what you want. I want to get back, though, talking about the wars and the preparedness. Mm-hmm. And but before I do, though, I have a comment. We're seeing in the demographics of our website and our radio show, the median age has been declining sharply. Now, for the first 12, 13 years that I was running WhatReallyHappened.com, the median age of people reading the website tended to be people in my age bracket. But the median age is dropping, and that tells us the young people are waking up and realizing that if this situation goes to a full-on war, mm-hmm. they're the ones who are going to get grabbed to try and fight it, and they're very, very concerned. And they are educating themselves about the real reasons behind all these wars.
Right.
Now, there are two points of view regarding the confrontation with Russia. From the Pentagon's point of view, what they would like is a new Cold War, to go on sucking money out of the American taxpayer, to always be buying newer, hipper, very expensive, poorly performing weapons with which they get kickbacks and they line their pockets and everybody's making a lot of money inside that military-industrial mm-hmm. complex. But we also know that there is a faction within the U.S. government that sees a real war as the only way of preserving the dollar's position as the global trade and reserve currency against right. Russia's ruble and China's yuan. So I'd like to sit back and say, all right, it's a new Cold War, and they're going to soak us for money, but it's not too bad. But the possibility of a real open world war with Russia and China,
yeah.
it's definitely there, because certainly the Wall Street money junkies want that.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they're calling a lot of the shots on what's going on.
And I want people to be aware. We're seeing a lot of Russia bashing right now, a lot of China bashing right now. But the thing that you need to remember is if we actually go to a shooting war, this is not about making us any safer or American assets around the world any safer. It's not to enhance our liberty. I mean, after the Homeland Security Act, Patriot Act, and the NDAA Act, I mean, the guarantees and freedoms afforded us by the Constitution and Bill of Rights have just been stripped out.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
And we have the NSA watching everything that we say and do
yep.
to make sure we're not thinking
mm-hmm.
those double plus ungood thoughts.
Yes.
Which we are anyway.
Yes.
So there's another costly U.S. government mm-hmm. boondoggle that didn't accomplish its objective.
And these wars are simply about private profit. You know, I don't want to see one kid come back in a very cheap coffin. I don't want to see one more American kid maimed for life for private profit ever again.
And then put on the waiting list at the VA and left
until
to die.
Until they die. Oh, that's just deplorable. But if people understand why wars happen, and it's not about our freedoms, and it's not about making us more secure, it is securing a financial institution.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. Bankers start wars because wars are the banker's richest harvest. They create money out of
mm-hmm.
thin air,
mm-hmm.
and they loan it to both sides to fight the war. And then when the war is over, they loan more money to both sides to rebuild from the war. And when it's all over, ordinary people like you and I, we have pretty much what we had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger, and we're in debt to those bankers for the next 100 years. That's the scam. And they've pulled it on us twice already, and they're
mm-hmm.
going for the third time. And you need to remember that prior to the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war.
Right.
They came in together. And private central banking inevitably leads to war, because under private central banking, debt always exceeds the available money supply, and that debt grows and grows and grows until the system is on the edge of collapse, where invasion and conquest of other people's wealth becomes the only option for a government struggling to perpetuate itself.
Yeah.
As long as it's your kids.
And we've been seeing this coming for so darn long.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And but please educate yourselves, and now is a great time to educate your kids on the possibility that the U.S. may institute reinstitute the draft?
You know, earlier today we were talking on a phone call about the importance of having the courage to speak out, and certainly that is true for parents and children. To just carve some time out of your busy schedule and sit down and say, let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about the race to war with Russia and China and how it could impact you directly, how you could wind up on that. And just start relying on each other to understand what's going on, rather than just turning on the corporate TV news and just saying, well, I know they're lying, but what can I do about it? Apathy is our worst enemy right now.
Oh, yeah.
And inaction will doom us. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show. And I'd like to elaborate a little bit on these reports of a potential false flag to be staged in Ukraine to blame on Russia. And we know that the United States government, just like the government of Israel, survives on these false flags in order to get a war going. Certainly, absent a false flag, right now the polls in the United States of America show virtually no support for a new U.S. military intervention. except for those people who work in the defense establishment and they see a new war and other people's children getting killed as a way to increase their own stock options and bonuses. But the timetable is very short, not just in Ukraine, but also in Syria. We'll start with Ukraine first. This weekend, several cities in eastern Ukraine are holding referendums for independence, which the United States has already denounced as irrelevant, and Kiev says they're going to go on using military force on those people anyway. The sticking point is that somewhere further into the month, these same cities, if the independence referendum passes, they're going to hold a second referendum to join with Russia, the exact same way that Crimea did. The instant those referendums pass, then Russia can legally say, this is Russian territory now. And the continued intrusion into these cities by military forces of Kiev represents an act of war, an invasion by Kiev into Russian territory. And it's at that point that things could get really very, very dicey.
Yes.
And regarding Syria, of course, they're coming up on their presidential elections. It looks like Assad is going to win re-election by a landslide, which will completely undermine the U.S. government's justification for intruding into Syria, because we're saving the Syrian people from a cruel, evil, tyrant dictator.
And if if he comes up with a very clear...
I'm going to pull you down so you can clear your throat. There we go. It is a dicey situation. And at this point, we're looking at a situation where the U.S. government is having to change their policy so quickly that the hypocrisy and the double standard has become very obvious to the world. Ukraine is a good example. 2 months ago, when it was the covert coup d'etat occupying government buildings in Kiev, the U.S. declared this was democracy in action. You shouldn't be attacking these people. The will of the people is the law of the land. The United Nations Charter grants everybody a right to self-determination.
Just until.
Then the U.S. puppet government gets into Kiev, declares itself the new government by imperial edict. The eastern Ukrainian people want nothing to do with a government they did not elect, which is already making decisions they don't agree with.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, we want the right to self-determination, and they start occupying government buildings. And what does the U.S. do? It does a complete 180-degree about-face and says, well, those people occupying government, they're terrorists, and they should be shot, and you should be bombing them and using tanks on them. And apparently, I think the U.S. government, the administration, is so clicked into the 24-hour news cycle. They've sort of gotten into the habit of what was said 1 month or 2 months ago is irrelevant. It's no longer operative, I believe is the phrase they like to use inside government, not realizing that we, the American people, have very, very long memories, and we remember how the government is contradicting itself on the propaganda, just as we remember all these lies and frauds and deceptions used to start wars. And it's happening now in Ukraine. They're getting ready to do it in Nigeria. We were talking about that earlier in the show. And I'm going to talk about, there's an update following when Claire leaves. Do you have anything else you want to talk about in the next few minutes?
Yes, I do. And I'd like to move our attention to Israel.
Yes.
National Security Advisor Susan Rice is over there talking with Netanyahu and telling him how much the U.S. is dedicated to Israel's security. And I have a small memo for Advisor Rice. The security to which the United States of America needs to be paying attention is its own security, not that of a foreign nation, and particularly not that of a nation that the U.S. has enabled as being the neighborhood bully in the Middle East.
Well, you're absolutely right here. Yeah. I mean, Israel's security would be perfectly fine if the U.S. wasn't giving Israel the weapons with which it constantly attacks its neighbors.
Yeah.
And Israel's security would be just fine the instant that Israel grants to the Palestinians that which Israel demands for itself, recognition of a right to exist.
I agree. And the other thing is, if there is no two-state solution, there is a demographic issue that I think the Israeli politicians are just sort of putting their fingers in their ears and closing their eyes and saying, nah, 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 nah.
No, they're not. That's why the IDF snipers are out there just killing Palestinian children at random.
But the thing about the Palestinian population is that it is expanding on a more intense basis. Palestinian women are having more kids than their Israeli counterparts. So what may well happen is a demographic groundswell of Palestinians that will overwhelm the numbers of Israelis.
Well, they're pretty much close to that right now. Yeah. Remember, that was the issue in South Africa. The reason it was called an apartheid state is you had a small ethnic minority completely in control of the country and oppressing the a different ethnic's majority. And we're in the same situation now here with Israel.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just, there was something about the way she said that that just absolutely rankled me. Because our support of Israel is not making the United States or its assets overseas any more secure.
Well, the reason the United States keeps supporting Israel and giving them all these weapons is so that Israel can threaten the Arab oil nations to try and hold them into that petrodollar deal.
Right.
But the Arab nations are now onto the game and onto the scam, and they're starting to pull away and sell their oil to other countries for other currencies. And this is why the U.S. is launching this new wave of militarism. And all of this, of course, was called for back in the 1990s by the Project for the New American Century, whose policy position was the United States is the world's remaining superpower. Let's act like it and just conquer the entire world, make the world America, mostly make the world slaves to private central banking and the Federal Reserve, and that's the policy they've been following ever since.
Right, right.
Okay.
And I've noticed also that in Saudi Arabia, we're beginning to have protests, which were unheard of years ago. But there is a gentleman who has been assigned 1,000 lashes and 10 years in prison for just asking some basic questions about the way the government is being run. It looks to me, Mike, like the House of Saud is getting a little nervous.
I think so. They definitely wanted to make an example out of this gentleman. But I think in this day and age, again, of the internet and mass peer-to-peer communication, I think it's going to backlash. And the House of Saud is making the same strategic mistake as the U.S. government. They're still trying to run their country by the methods and rules that worked 50 years ago.
Not working now.
They don't work now. They absolutely don't work now. And I think they're just moving one step closer to when the Saudi people are going to say, you know, I think we've outgrown the need for a monarchy. Of course, Saudi's monarchy is based on the fact that that family pretty much owns everything in the country.
Yep.
But that hasn't stopped revolutions in the past.
No, no. Yeah. And there is only so far a people can take oppression before they start to stand up and say, not going to take it anymore, guys.
When peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. John F. Kennedy here.
Yes.
All right. We got about 30 seconds. Anything else you want to say to our listeners before you head on out of here?
I would like to say, please use the weekend to be very kind to yourselves and the people you love. With Mother's Day coming up, if there's been a special woman in your life, maybe not a biological mom, but some woman who's been very special and present in your life, treat them very kindly this Mother's Day.
All right. Well, thank you, Claire. We're going to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials. We have a phone call waiting on the line as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have
have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in, Mike Sincero, Billy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen with the mic when you open your eyes. Tune in, Mike Sincero, Billy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go to the phones here, a couple of things real quick. Following up on Claire's comment about the American draft legislation that's sitting in committee right now, just waiting for the big bang where they can take it to the floor and guarantee passage. Somebody just sent me an article from just yesterday, in fact, over at The Guardian, saying that Great Britain is now going to put women into combat roles. And this is very alarming because the excuse given for keeping women out of combat roles is they would be a distraction to the men, which may be true to an extent. But the real reason you don't put your women into combat is, and I hate to be blunt about it, that's your breeding stock to rebuild after the war. Now, there may be somebody who thinks this coming world war is a great way to depopulate the planet, and if depopulation's the agenda, then yeah, you start putting the women out there on the front lines to get killed in huge numbers. Because population growth is always calculated in terms of the available women, and because they're the ones who carry the burden of creating children. You know, the guy's contribution is what, 7-8 minutes? And normally, when you see women being put into combat positions, It's just one step from having the children put into combat positions, meaning you're on the losing side right then and there. But if this war is also serving a depopulation agenda, then it makes sense that both Great Britain and the United States would say, yeah, sure, let's put women up there on the front lines. World War One almost seemed designed to serve a depopulation agenda. That whole trench warfare model of two trenches and crossed machine guns, and you just send guys over to just get slaughtered in huge, vast numbers. And apparently they didn't kill off enough, because as soon as World War I was ending and Germany was collapsing, the Spanish flu appeared in the United States and actually wound up killing more people than the war itself had. We're going to go to the phones here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Women in combat positions. I don't remember seeing that in the Kama Sutra. Anyway, very, very much problematic. I can see these proxy wars dragging on for quite some time. I could see a false flag in Ukraine. We have rumors of Russians infiltrating Cossacks in there, of the Saudis infiltrating mercenaries in there, Greystones, Z, or Blackwater, whatever they are this week, all that stuff. I can see that stuff going on for a long time. I'm having trouble picturing what form a direct confrontation between Russia and the U.S. would take, aside from like it rendering our Navy almost meaningless instantaneously. Like, if U.S. and Russia were to drop ICBMs with conventional warheads on them into two or three cities each, the people would be clamoring for a resolution overnight. And the last time we saw major modern warfare was in the Falklands battle, when, you know, the air forces and navies like tore each other to pieces. So, like, what do you think a direct confrontation would look like?
I think it would look very much like what happened in Europe during the last big mistake, where there's simply going to be forces on each side pushing back and forth. I don't think ICBMs with conventional warheads into cities is going to win the war any more than Hitler's V2s into London convinced the British people to seek a resolution.
Hypothetical, you know, but I'm saying the destruction would be so far reaching, and the infrastructure, especially our infrastructure, is such a house of cards. We would be rendered impotent so fast technologically. It's just, you know what I mean? There's just a few.
Yeah,
good,
but you see, that's part of the scam, because what happens when the resolution is reached and one side surrenders is the banks come out and say, all right, we'll loan you the money at interest to rebuild what you had before we started this whole mess. That's
right.
A big part of the business of war is replacing all the stuff that gets destroyed or used up, including the weapons themselves. The bankers don't care if ships and planes and drones and the rest of it are getting ground up in the war, because that just means more business for them to loan money to the government to give to the defense contractors to replace all of that. One of the reasons we see wars happening on a pretty much predictable basis in the United States is there's this constant building and preparation and stockpiling until the people start saying, look how many weapons you've got. Can we stop buying any more? And at that point, they say, well, let's start a war so we can use up all this old inventory, and then we can go back to taxing the American people to build new inventory.
But how long would it last? 2 weeks? I mean, the navies are going to be wiped out within the first few days. There'll be no more ships or subs or anything within the first few days. Air superiority is going to be a joke. We would lose that. Unless they go to, like, these wonder weapons and stuff. I mean, how long do you think it would last? It's not going to last 4 years. It's going to last weeks if there were a direct
confrontation. Well, this world war has already lasted, you know, what, 10?
But it's taken the form of the proxy thing, right? Financial and proxy war.
Well, that's how World War II began. World War II, you know, we all have been taught to think of Pearl Harbor as the start of World War II, but that's not true. We already had Japan was into Manchuria. The war in Europe had already been going on long before Pearl Harbor happened, but they were all viewed as separate little confrontations until the Big Bang. Everybody said, yeah, the entire world is at war. If it does not go nuclear with that provision, I would see a conventional war in Europe lasting maybe 4 to 5 months, at which point the deficiencies in the American weapons would become very, very manifest, and Russia would be seen to be prevailing. And it's at that point that our government, before final capitulation, would start resorting to their nuclear weapons, and that's when it's going to be a really bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock.
Well, neutron attack nukes are anti-personnel. I mean, right there, they just take out a whole battlefield, you know, when the neutron attack nuke or dialable yields things. There could be a lot of nuclear that isn't multi-megaton.
No, actually, the trend has been away from the multi-megaton weapons, but you need to understand a neutron bomb is a weapon of invasion. It's not a battlefield weapon, because what you want to do when you're sending a tactical nuke to the battlefield situation is you want to destroy not only the personnel on the ground, but you want to smash those weapons and supplies so they can't be reused. The neutron bomb was designed to go off over a city and kill all the people in the city, but leave the city and its physical assets intact to be taken over and used. That's why it was so controversial when the neutron bomb was first developed. Everybody recognized it wasn't a weapon of war, it was a weapon of conquest.
And even these battlefield weapons like blinding lasers and stuff, the idea of like lines of troops coming at each other is almost, you know, archaic at this point, you know, because they've got all these,
It really is. We don't really know how this is going to play out. Obviously, the unknown factor is that both sides have weapons in development that we don't know about yet. There was that video that came out of Afghanistan the other day of some kind of a drone with hover capability that was hanging overhead. And it looked a lot like the Phantom Ray, but it did have the hover capability, which makes sense. They put hover capability into one of the versions of the F-35, so they probably said, that's pretty cool, let's put it into this drone as well. But there are things out there that we don't know about yet. A good example would be the X-37B, which is this robotics shuttle that was originally developed by NASA for space station resupply. The military took it over. They've had the current mission has been in space for, I think, over 500 days now. It's probably powered by a nuclear radioisotope thermoelectric generator, but nobody really knows what it's doing. If the cutaway illustrations I've seen of it are accurate, which is a big if, it's carrying a lot of fuel, meaning it's doing a lot of orbital maneuvering, a lot of orbital changes. It may be a U.S. anti-satellite weapon, to take out the enemy's spy satellites and communication satellites on a cost-effective basis. We don't know. And that it's those unknowns that really pose the problem. What does Russia have on the drawing boards? What is the United States having on the drawing boards? What I think is the deciding factor is that what the United States has been producing to date is basically junk. Aviation Week and Space Technology came out and said that the F-35, which is supposed to be stealthy, isn't. It's plainly detectable by the current generation Chinese and Russian radars. One of the co-designers of the F-16 came out and said that in a classic dogfight, the F-35 would lose to a 1950s era MiG-21 just because of all the excess weight and junk it's carrying.
Wow. One other problem I'm having, Mike, is the only wombat I can find does not have rabies, and Fetus insists that it would be unethical to deliberately infect it.
Well, you know, I got to take that rabbit thing back, because I got an email from a wombat saying I was discriminating against wombats on the basis of their health condition, and that's illegal under U.S. law. So we'll use a non-rabid wombat when we finally get to deal with the corrupt politicians and the money junkies. Okay,
right, I'm good. Coming up.
All right, Glenn, got to let you go. We're coming up at a commercial break. We've got one more phone call we're going to take after the commercial break, and then I got a couple of stories I need to get out there before the end of the show. So we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today on this Friday here. We're going to take one more phone call. Dave in Sacramento. Dave, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to know your take on this Malaysian airline thing. What you know. I have some expertise in that field, so you can ask me some things.
Well, the last official word that we got from the investigation in Malaysia is they're now conceding that the evidence indicates the plane landed somewhere safely on the ground. And they've given up this whole thing about it crashed in the ocean and sank suddenly and the rest of it. And I still have two different theories that I'm looking at. The first is there is a shortage of spare parts for the 777 around the world. And there's been one prior case in Africa of a passenger jet that was literally stolen, and the conclusion of the investigation was it had been stripped and sold off for parts. Now, a 777 carefully dismantled and put onto the spare parts market, especially in third world countries where they're not following the paperwork all that closely, would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. That's one theory. The theory that is looking more and more likely because of all of the media propaganda and cover-up that's been going on is that the plane was stolen to be used for some kind of a false flag attack, possibly in conjunction with an identical twin of that aircraft that's known to have been stored in a hangar at the Tel Aviv airport since last November. So those are the two competing theories. But at this point, it looks like this was an inside job. The plane was flown off course, away from radar. Whoever was in control of that airplane was very knowledgeable not only about the airplane, but about the radar coverage in the area. A lot of people think that the plane was, in fact, diverted down to Diego Garcia, probably has since been moved from there elsewhere because of all the attention that was being put onto it. But where that plane is right now, we don't know. After all this time, they may have called off the false flag, and it's still being dismantled and sold for spare parts to get rid of the evidence.
Okay, well, everything I've heard so far, and as I said, I have some expertise in that field, is it's not kosher. Nothing that has been said about this incident makes any sense or is valid information.
Yeah, well, we've been hearing that from a lot of sources.
I work in that field, so I know.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it, but, you know, it's hardly a unique opinion. It's certainly, you know, you're not in tinfoil country. Everybody says this story just has not made sense. The situation, for example, with the emergency beacons, we actually had CNN out there trying to explain away why, if the plane crashed in the ocean, none of the four emergency beacons were operating. And, of course, that didn't take. And now the Malaysian investigation is saying, from the evidence they have, the plane is on the ground safely somewhere. They just don't know where.
Well, they're leaving out a rather large bit of information concerning the passengers. They had passengers on that aircraft, did they not?
They did.
Okay, well, if the airplane's on the ground, then obviously the passengers are on the ground. So why are all these passengers not mentioned? I mean, you know, that's a rather significant bit of information that has to be known, especially by the families and the media.
Well, I think if this plane was stolen, either to be parted out or for a false flag, I think we have to assume that the passengers are all dead, and it would have actually been very easy to do because, if you remember, the plane flew up above its normal operational ceiling. It was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning where the passengers would just be sleeping in their seats, and if you were to just simply allow the cabin pressure to slowly decline, they'd go from sleep into hypoxia, into unconsciousness and death, and probably maybe at the most one or two might wake up and say, what's going on? But I think that's how the passengers were most likely taken care of. And I'm sorry for the families to say that, but I do not think the passengers are alive. I think the flight crew might be alive and, you know, living the high life in some tropical paradise. But I think the passengers, obviously, either one of the two theories I'm looking at, the passengers have to be gotten rid of, and that's the easiest way to do it.
Okay, well, everything up to this point, and that has been projected by the media is baloney. There's absolutely no way anything could have happened the way they describe it.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you very much. We got to let you go. We've only got a few minutes left in the show, and I have a couple of stories I need to cover. First of all, we're seeing a story that just came out today over at Global Research up in Canada, where Obama is in talks with the leader of the supposed Syrian opposition on escalating the Syrian war. And the U.S. is going to be providing weapons and money, surface-to-air missiles to these hired mercenaries, many of whom are supposed to be al-Qaeda fanatics. And it looks like the rush is on, because if Syria holds their election and Assad wins, the entire U.S. justification for being in there at all goes right out the window. So it looks like Obama has put pedal to the metal on that. Now, I want to skip on down to a topic that I was going to cover on the bottom of the talking points here, and I think it's rather important. It relates to the Gardasil vaccine for the human papillomavirus virus, which is supposed to be the cause of cervical cancer. Now, this is a very rare disease. You, as a female, you've got a less than one-tenth a 1% chance of ever contracting this illness. But on the basis of this illness, they're mandating these shots for all young girls. Now they're talking about mandating them for boys who, as far as I know, don't get cervical cancer. But they're very profitable shots. They're $300 each. The doctors get half that money. So there's a financial incentive to stick that needle into people's arms. A lot of girls have been made very, very ill by this shot. Now, the manufacturer of Gardasil has been assuring everybody that there's no viral DNA anywhere in Gardasil. An independent lab has now shown that they were lying. There are strands of viral DNA from three different strains of HPV chemically bonded to this patented aluminum adjuvant that is in the vaccine. And by the way, aluminum in vaccines is thought to be the cause of autism in a lot of people. So you've got these loose strands of viral DNA in your body that can cause all kinds of problems. But here is the real alarming situation. The latest investigation of these vaccines by an independent laboratory has shown that these viral DNA strands attached to the aluminum are mutating. They're chemically reacting with other chemicals that are in the vaccine to become slightly new forms of viral DNA whose properties and behaviors can't be predicted and are completely, completely unknown. Now, somebody sent me an update. Apparently, the Nigerian government has officially retracted the claim that all those kidnapped girls were released. Almost, they must have gotten a phone call from the White House saying, no, we need those girls to stay kidnapped. This is shaping up like, remember Kony 2012, where the video and Kony bad, this and that, and the guy who was behind it all wound up dancing naked on the streets of San Diego and got arrested. Now, there's a very alarming report in Press TV that says they are receiving multiple reports of the creation of a new American army. And by American army, they mean one that is for the American people and not under the control of the government. Now, obviously, I don't like the idea of this. I still think that if we stay calm and relaxed and pull our money out of the system, that it's all going to come crashing down. But the story in Press TV is suggesting that there is a very covert organization among military veterans to form this new military force to stand against tyrannical government, which is their right under the Second Amendment. And I cannot find moral fault with what they're doing. This may be the reason why the U.S. government is trying to declare all returning military veterans as mentally ill in order to suspend their Second Amendment rights. But it's still an alarming development, and I'm going to close the show by, please, everyone stay calm. Do not initiate violence against this government. They want that to happen because that they know how to deal with. But prudence demands you be prepared to protect yourself when the government initiates violence against you, which I think is coming, with gun and gold seizures. It's a very, very dark time in our nation's history. It's tragic to see this nation on this path, being driven by the money junkies whose only goal is more wealth. And it doesn't matter how many millions or indeed billions of other people's children are going to have to die for it. All right, there's the music. It's time to say aloha. Claire and I are heading on out. This is our day to take care of the local food for the hungry programs. We will be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go over to the RBN website, hit that donate button. Until Monday, stay safe, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices. Please make a point of speaking to your friends, neighbors, and coworkers about what's going on. When you have the courage to speak out, you will give others the courage to speak out. And that is the best, most important thing you can be doing right now. Until Monday, aloha, America.